This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military seized control of the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt Tuesday, and its tank pushed into southern Gaza town of Rafah after a night of airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The Palestinian militant group said late on Monday it had agreed to a ceasefire proposal, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demands. A Gaza Border Authority spokesperson told Reuters the Rafah crossing, a vital route for aid into the enclave, is now closed. Aid trucks were seen stuck at the Egypt side of the Rafah crossing. On Tuesday morning, people searched for bodies under rubble of wrecked buildings in Rafah. More than 1 million people have sought refuge here, living in tented camps and makeshift shelters. Many are trying to leave, heeding Israeli orders for them to evacuate. But with large areas of the coastal enclave already laid to waste, they say they have nowhere safe to go.
The Israeli operation comes weeks after, Israeli public diplomacy spokesman David Mentzer Tuesday defended Israel's actions, telling reporters one of its main objectives is to make sure Hamas is never a threat to Israel again.
The war cabinet unanimously decided Israel will continue its operation in Rafah in order to apply military pressure on Hamas to release our hostages and achieve all the war's objectives. Despite Hamas's grandstanding, Hamas's proposal is far from Israel's core demands. Nevertheless, Israel will dispatch a ranking delegation to Egypt to maximize any chance of an agreement on terms acceptable to Israel.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin was sworn in for a new six-year term Tuesday at a Kremlin ceremony boycotted by the U.S. and other Western countries, at which he said he was potentially open to nuclear talks with the West. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The ceremony in a gilded Kremlin hall was boycotted by the United States and other Western countries over Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. Amid rising tensions, Putin said he was not rejecting dialogue with the West, including on nuclear weapons. Putin won a landslide victory in March in a tightly controlled election, from which two anti-war candidates were barred on technical grounds. The opposition called it a sham. Tuesday's ceremony marked the leader's fifth term as president, having been in power in either this role or as prime minister since 1999. The United States, which said it did not consider his re-election free and fair, stayed away from the inauguration ceremony, along with Britain, Canada, and most European Union nations.
An attorney for Stormy Daniels says the porn actor is expected to appear as a witness in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial Tuesday. Meanwhile, Trump was threatened with jail time Monday if he continues to violate a judge's gag order. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The $1,000 fine marks his second violation since the trial began, his first $9,000. Still after court, the former president saying this about the prospect of jail.
Frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Meanwhile, in court, jurors heard a former Trump Organization controller explain reimbursements prosecutors say were meant to hide stories of extramarital sex, but logged as legal fees. Trump denies it all. Julie Walker, New York.
Powerful spring storms have erupted across the central United States in the recent days, killing at least one person. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma, where local news stations are reporting that one person was killed. The Osage County Sheriff confirms that one person is dead and says there are also multiple injuries. Damage is also reported in Bartlesville, about 20 miles northeast, where resident Corey Fry tells KTUL and KOCO-TV he quickly got out of the way of the storm.
We all knew it was coming, but, I mean, for a lot of us, we were just... all we could do is just, take cover.
Emergency management in Washington County says Bartlesville took a direct hit from a tornado. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.